song by Tasha Cobbs, and it's called Fill Me Up. So it's pretty much you say the same thing all the time. But the words come out your mouth. They're strong. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help me sing the song.
Thank you, Lord. All right, people, enter in. Enter in.
You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. You provide the fire,
Jesus.
I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Lord, we need more of you today. You provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. You provide the fire,
holy fire.
I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up.
Come on, people, say it.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Lord, we thank you for eagle wings. Hallelujah, Lord. Eagle wings. Glory, hallelujah. That we can soar, that we can fly above situation and circumstance. We can look down on our enemy and spot him, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah, way off.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. You'll never get too much of me, and you'll never be too full. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Power of Almighty.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We will never be God. Thank you, Jesus. We are little gods, but hallelujah, because of His grace and His mercy, but we'll never be full of Him. We'll always increase. We're never stagnant. We always increase from glory to glory, to faith to faith. And we step on to the eternal life in Christ Jesus in heaven and when we come to earth. We'll always be learning and learning to love Him and worship Him in every capacity. Isn't that a wonderful heritage? And we have it now. Thank you, Jesus. We're going from faith to faith to glory to glory. Hallelujah.
That's good.
And to praise and worship Him beyond our knowledge now, that is going to be so glorious. That's the church's heart's desire. To know Him like He's known more and more and more and more.
Amen.
And His goodness is from everlasting to everlasting. God's God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't have to comprehend it all. We just take a step at a time, don't we, Thurston?
Right.
And we ask Him questions.
That's good. That's good.
You can learn so much from your Father when you ask Him.
Amen. The earthly Father, much less our heavenly Father.
Amen. That's so true.
And not only our Father, all men. That's why
our
Satan
parents,
fights men.
Our parents get us started.
Yes, they do.
But the Lord finishes.
Amen.
He's the author and finisher.
He's the author and the finisher.
Oh, that's good. The author.
He has so much to say to His future. He loves us all. And when I'm looking at what the Lord when I see what He can do in our lives, I want this for everybody.
Amen.
Every time the Lord taught me something and answered my questions, it made my life better.
Yes.
Well, I want the same thing for everybody, every soldier, every member of the body of Christ, because they can have it. And when I first got started, I met Ma Powell, and I thought, there was a time I thought everybody that received the baptism of the Holy Spirit had a relationship like hers. So when I went to church, I expected it. Mm-hmm. But everybody don't relate to God the same. They don't always draw near. But when you do, He's right there to answer.
Yes.
He can get an answer to you. I've been in all kinds of situations, and He's been there with me every step of the way. And sometimes He tell me right then. Sometimes He'll teach me other things to get to build up to it. And then I get there. And He give me an answer. And I know He answered my question. And it'll solve my situation. The rightly divided word, the spirit of the word, will always heal your life.
Yes.
There's a healing process within.
Yes, it does.
Every answer, every comment, everything the Lord has to say, there's a healing process in it. Mm-hmm. False interpretations are dead. They can't help you.
That's
and,
true.
And the Holy Spirit can't follow dead interpretations with signs and wonders. This brings us to our focus. Whatever we focus on, that's going to become part of our will.
Amen.
Our focus.
So you can train your will.
Yeah. If you know what to watch out for, you can change things. Your focus. Jesus said, "If I be single, your whole body will be full of life."
Yes, amen.
Apostle, can you hold up and just quote something that not with this? Because I'll be right back. Just say something. Just say something.
You want to hear this
about today? You know, I'm coming right back in here. Come in, see me.
Then what you're looking at will affect what you decide to do. Mm-hmm. Your focus is derived from the power that works within you.
You know, the whole time you're saying this, I'm listening and receiving, but I'm also hearing walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. That's
walk in the Spirit.
And that's easy. We think it's hard, but it's just keep your eyes focused.
Yeah, your focus is on Him. When it's on Him, you don't just see how to solve the problem. You see how the problem formed. You see what to change at the root level. But when you focus on a situation, it can be bigger than God in your eyes.
It grows bigger, doesn't it?
It can. But if you continue to hear the Word of God and relate to Him, the focus, whatever your focus on, will shift to Him. You are master of every problem. Every problem that you can ever have is mastered. In fact, Jesus, He gave us the ability to master it.
And He's telling us the example, too.
And everything that He said in Revelations, the first three chapters, will heal every problem we could ever have. Because that's how you kill it at the root level. Mm-hmm. But when you focus on Him, you can receive greater vision. Your focus is made up according to the power that works in you and your will. When you put the power that works in you, I asked Lord, I said, what is the power that works in us? He said, it's the sum, S-U-M, of what you believe. Mm-hmm. You take whatever you believe, the faith, the doubt, the misunderstanding, the growing, everything that you receive in your heart, that's the power that works in you.
Yeah, it's the 30, 60, 100-fold. You got doubt and belief a lot, maybe 30-fold results of your faith.
Would you repeat that?
Yeah, the power that works in you is the sum of what you believe. And this will help you create what you focus on.
Amen.
It'll help create what you focus on.
Yeah. But if you start looking at Him, some people are too worried. That worry and their concerns hinder them from looking at the Lord. But if they break through and look at Him, over time, they're going to kill their problems. They're going to master.
It's going to do just what David said, magnify the Lord. The Lord is going to be bigger than the prophet. It's going to be magnified.
Yes.
The Lord is going to be magnified.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's right.
Because your focus is on Him and not the problem.
Right.
But when your focus is on the problem and not Him, the problem is magnified.
And your vision won't be stolen.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at Him, you're going to receive more vision.
And
right.
That's when you look into Him, that's where the body of Christ is so helpful for each of us. Because when you're by yourself fighting, it's a lot different than
you're looking at what you can
faithful people around you to build you up, to keep you strong, to come in agreement with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, just think about how Satan has divided the church in so many ways. This denomination, this color, that belief,
focus.
And they're still there faithful doing their work, but when we're in unity, which we're going to be in church. The in church was
focus.
Be a unity, and we're going to walk in holiness too.
Yeah. When we focus on Him, the word says the just shall live by his faith.
Woo, glory, hallelujah.
But what
just
do you believe?
That.
The elements of that is your vision and your hope. You can't if you're looking at the world suggests that God is not with you. He's not going to listen to you. Your prayers don't mean anything. You're stuck. You just got to figure it out. That's what the world suggests.
You're saying vision's a vital part of hope.
Vision is a foundational part of hope.
You have
to have vision before you have hope.
Would you repeat about what you said? The something is vision and your hope.
Yeah, vision and hope is an element of faith.
The element, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have, if your vision is destroyed, you are too. You can't break through without vision. And you can't have vision unless you hear the word.
And imagination comes in there too, don't it?
Yeah. Vision is a faithful imagination.
Woo! A faithful imagination. Never heard of put that one before, Thurston.
But it's power.
That's good.
It gives
faithful
you hope.
Faithful imagination.
And you're going to learn. You hear that God is with you, but you're going to learn for yourself that He's with you. If you keep hearing His word, and if you hear the word enough to master what the world is doing, you'll see the world for the lie that it is. When the enemy, he's trying to distract all the time. He's trying to distract, he's trying to get your vote. He's trying to get you to vote on the world.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to steal your vote. You know, you might as well give. When you give in, what do you get out of it? Nothing. you get what you got. But when you receive God's word, you build up. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to say something. I saw this yesterday. When you have distractions and problems, they're hindering you from growing. So if people are around people, friends, family, children, spouses, they may not want to grow up, and when people don't want to grow, they talk, they get in trouble, and then they vent because it's their life is overwhelmed with problems. So if you're trying to grow, you have to receive enough word to sustain your life, enough word to shield mm-hmm. your heart from the distractions, and also receive enough word to build people up and do warfare all at the same time. And then if you're in ministry, you have to do all of that and then receive enough word to minister and still have word in your heart. From there, you'll have vision. And you'll also have joy and great peace in the midst of that kind of storm.
What was the second item? I'm taking notes. Sustain your life. Uh-huh. And it was the third one was build others up and then do warfare. What was the second one?
The second one was stop it from getting
you have to have enough word to sustain your life.
Okay.
And the second one was enough word to shield your heart.
Thank you.
From the distraction.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's better.
And then you receive enough word to be a blessing to them. Mm-hmm. And enough word to do warfare. Mm-hmm. And enough word to minister. And you're in faith. You can't be moved. Uh-huh. You're solid as a rock.
But the key is the first part. You've got to take yourself and build yourself on the most holy mm-hmm. faith. That's the key. We try. And then you do your overflow like Candace was saying.
You have to have,
and I think we kind of sometimes not aware of it, we kind of minister from a weakness that we shouldn't have. Mm-hmm.
Come on,
and we do it too quick or too soon. Because sometimes I think, well, I got to say something.
Then you know, say,
that's not true. I might not be ready to say something.
Turmoils are going on. People think that's normal and God gave it to them. That's not the way it mm-hmm. is. But when you get in His presence, you start looking. Now, the Word said that we should live by our faith.
Yes.
Before you can live by your faith, you got to receive the vision of His Word.
You got to have a faith in you, don't you?
You got to believe His Word. You got to have hope for it.
Yes.
Once you see, it didn't say the just shall live by his vision, but it's in there. It said the just shall live by his faith. When you hear from God, if you follow through with what He's saying, it's because you trust Him. If you trust Him, you're going to receive vision and hope.
That's true.
And when you trust Him and receive vision and hope, now you have faith. Mm-hmm. The moment you act on it, your vision, your hope, and your trust turns into faith. Mm-hmm. When you speak or act, the abundance of your heart, the mouth speak. Eventually, if you're looking at the Lord and faith is developed, you're going to say something. Whether you're angry, whether you just want to change it, whatever you say in faith is going to produce life in your life. The life of God. This is how it works. When Moses was in Egypt, he had to receive what God said, believe that God was using him, mm-hmm. speak the word to the king to tell him to let the people go. And when he said no, then he had to believe what God said about every condition, every judgment that would come. He had to believe that the Lord was going to back him up. He did it. Then he spoke it, and it happened at his word. Then when the king repented and begged him to turn it off, get God to stop it, then he had to believe God to stop it. It didn't stop till Moses believed God to stop it. And that's how ministry is. The just shall live by his faith. Every ministry
Amen.
Progresses this way. If you don't release faith and if you don't receive vision, your ministry will be in a stalemate. And so will your life. But the Word of God has all the healing properties we need. We're receiving from Him. We are vessels. vessels receive and relay.
He just said something, just shall live by his faith. Well, also, it's his faith, us, but you just said you see Jesus. So it's actually a capital H too.
It becomes just, yours.
Yeah, his faith becomes my faith, but it's his faith. A capital H-I-S,
it's the faith of God. But it becomes yours.
My faith, because I'm his body.
Or we could say it this way. You're going to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's faith. That's faith there.
Yeah.
The word that's proceeding out of God's mouth is...
God told me, when you hear what my people, my ministers and prophets say, you're hearing what I say. So it's the written word and the words from the Spirit through his prophets, his apostles, and his preachers.
His word is our gift.
Yes,
it becomes ours. We receive it in our heart. We receive his word in our heart, and then we release it. It makes change. It makes a change. It redefines our lives. And when people are not in his presence and drawing near, then they're not receiving what they got. You can learn the written word, but Jesus didn't say the man should not live by the written word alone. He said by every word, which includes the written word, and then every word is what the Holy Spirit speaks in you and in others.
And you live by the word you speak. That's the word of God.
Yeah. When you hear your Father's voice, it's noticeable. It's always noticeable, whether it comes in your spirit or somebody else, or even in creation. The Lord can teach you with his any part of his creation. He can teach you something. And everything in his creation has a purpose. Now, we out of time, so we'll pick up at 9:30. But let's bless the food.
Okay.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Bless the food for nourishing and strengthening our bodies. And bless every comment made today. Lord, I thank you for breaking yokes and building us up in you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You to repeat, but I was
that's fine.
Every single face.
That's fine. Good.